Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining here on episode 318 of Optimal Living Advice. I'm your host, Greg Audino. Picking up where we left off in the case of this very rare two-part Q&A, by all means, check out Wednesday's episode 317 if you haven't already. If you are curious about listening today, you would really be doing yourself a disservice to not listen in on what we've covered already. I will go ahead and reread the question for you, though, just to refresh you on that. So without further ado, let's take another look at the question real quick and then keep exploring it in hopes of helping our asker out as we optimize your life. I am currently 37 years old. I have terminal illnesses, and thanks to modern medicine, I could possibly live another 30 years. But there's no way of knowing for sure how long I will be here on Earth. I also am struggling with addiction issues, which are becoming increasingly more difficult to cope with. As a result of this situation, I've become detached from the people and the things that I was at one time very close to, such as my children, my family, and friends. I no longer find the joy in simple activities that I once did, and in fact, I find it difficult to even begin doing them, let alone finishing them. How can I derail this depression and get myself back into the present moment so I can be closer to my children, friends, and family once again? I'm scared to death that the rest of my life will pass me by before the depression passes. Okay, now, at the end of the response in our previous episode, we landed on what I feel to be a highly important idea of not mistaking a lack of time for a lack of value. And mind you, asker, you and those living under similar conditions are not the only ones who are at risk for blending the two together in a potentially harmful way. You know, a lot of people like to frightfully acknowledge how meaningless all of this seems when considering how impossibly small we people and the lives we live are in the grand scheme of things. Normally, these utterances stem from thoughts of like the cosmos and how immeasurably vast it is compared to, you know, again, what we know and live. Others, though, like yourself and my friend that I mentioned in the last episode, may share similar thoughts because death is just screaming at you at all times. But even still, these lives that we live, tiny and quick as they may be, they are still the highest amount of data and awareness and stimuli that we're provided with. They are the most that we are able to give ourselves towards, and also the most that we're able to extract joy from. So again, we mustn't confuse our lack of time or understanding for a lack of value. So the question for you, asker, is what will you want to say about your remaining years, whether there's one of them or 30 of them? How would you want them to look? And know that to be so firmly locked with these questions is indeed a gift. You've been granted the sense of urgency that does not let you escape the fact that this is your chance to make the rest of your life the best it can be. Now, does that come with a certain pressure? It very well might. I suppose people in the situation will interpret it differently, and the pressure may be the dominant feeling for many in this position. You might feel that way, asker. I don't know. But be mindful of the alternative. In being forced to not take things for granted as you are, you're immune to not letting life pass you by in the way that, to me, is a sadder type of tragedy. You may have had a hard time getting over the hump of addiction and motivation to live your life fully, but it is a, hopefully, temporary response to the great power that you've actually been given. At least you know the truth about how fleeting this all is. You've been absolved of apathy. You know what it means to be alive, even if right now it is so much or feels like too much to come to terms with. But that doesn't mean that it always will be. And if there's one thought I might leave you with to help you break free from the heaviness of knowing what you know, it would be this. Instead of putting all of this energy towards being present for your own sake, what if you were to do it for the sake of something greater than you? Something that will indeed live a long time and live in spirit longer than your body does. Something like your children, family, and friends, and the impacts that you have on them. You know, even after you go, the mark that you leave on your loved ones will stay. Right now, you are very present with them, in that you appreciate them more than ever, and that you're trying your best to enjoy them while you can. That intention and that level of care is beautiful. It's beautiful. And I'm sure you know that that's in place. That's not really, you know, what we're talking about here. That's not the question. And I'm sure you know that what you're hoping to supplement it with is action and peace of mind instead of addictive behaviors. So in what ways can you give to them, making their well-being more of a focal point? In what ways can you live on through them? How can you contribute to them in such a way that leaves them feeling as though you showed up for them in every way you could? What can you do right now to give them the best memories of you as possible? What knowledge can you bestow upon them that they'll pass on to their own loved ones now and after you're gone? How can you show them love in ways that they'll never forget? Behaviorally, I think that this is where the focus has to turn towards. And, you know, for what it's worth, I hope you know that you've already done that for me. Just like I said when I began my response, it's a true privilege for me to receive a question of this nature. It means a lot for me to receive this level of trust and vulnerability from people, and to receive it under such serious circumstances is truly an honor to me. I don't forget the questions like this. I really don't. They only fuel me to do more of this work and to educate myself further and, of course, to show more of this same vulnerability in my own life. The effect that this question has on me will stay with me, and it absolutely transcends your physical existence because I've never met you in person, and I probably never will. But you've still done a service for me, brought joy into my life, something that I will, in one way or another, give to other people. And that's something that I, a stranger to you, take with me. So, how would it look for you to keep bringing more of that everlasting joy to those in your life and putting that idea front and center right now? All right, Asker, I'm sure you know already, but I am so incredibly thankful to have been able to talk through this the last couple of episodes. I really hope that you found it helpful, and if not, you can absolutely reach back out if you feel that you'd like to. Regardless, I wish you all the luck in the world. And thank you once again for making me and all of your fellow listeners a small part of your healing as you find your way through this journey that you've been sent on. Now, for all others, I know that you've got your hands full as those who are celebrating look towards Christmas and Kwanzaa and the New Year and all the other wonderful holidays around this time of year. Needless to say, this time of year can come with its complications, though. So if you have the time and you have something to get off your chest, just know that you can reach out to me anytime, any day. You can email me at advice@oldpodcast.com, advice@oldpodcast.com, with whatever is on your mind. I'll be more than happy to take a look and support you, because you are definitely not alone this holiday season. So, with that said, enjoy everyone, and I will see you again on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.